This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Tokyo Rosenthal is an Americana musician, and while Americana might be a traditional sort of music, Tokyo Rosenthal isn't your traditional sort of artist. His sound combines rock, country, and blues, and his songs revolve around issues of social justice. His most recent album, Tokyo's Fifth, has reached number 4 on the Euro-Americana chart. He's playing tonight at Billsboro in Hillsboro, formerly the Blue Bayou. That's at 9 o'clock tonight. But he's here right now singing and playing guitar, and David DiGiuseppe is with him on the accordion and the drum. Accordion is my grandma. Yeah. Grandma Stacia used to call it the accordion when we watched Lawrence Welk. I love that instrument. We'll talk more about it. Toke, welcome. Good to have you here.
Good morning.
Welcome back. It's after Toke. It's 12:42.
Musician hour.
It's crazy. You know. Okay, musician time. It's actually morning. Tokyo's Fifth. What? How is it different? If you feel like you've changed a little bit since Tokyo's First?
Well, it's, you know, you put out a fifth album, and we don't want to allude to it being like Beethoven's Fifth, but we did open the album up with a clarinet, which was different for me, and it's the response to the album. You know, if you're climbing up a mountain, we're continuing to climb. It's been a really good response. That was my highest rating in Europe so far. It's doing well on the charts over here.
Talk to me about that, because, I mean, it almost sounds comical to say European Americana, but there, it's huge over there. It's really, really big, right?
It's really something else. And you and I have talked about this before. We never really have a firm answer as to why, but Americana music is loved over there. May I go over to Ireland and the UK for my sixth tour, and they're just very receptive to it. And I think it's just not... maybe their music isn't quite dealing with the diversities that we have here.
Yeah.
And a lot more listening rooms. And they just seem more receptive to new kinds of music.
Well,
they don't have playlists there.
And yours in particular, I think, talk about issues that are important to us here in the United States. The song you're about to play, I think, was inspired by the immigration controversy in Arizona. Maybe tell us about it.
Well, I mean, I grew up very... sensitive to immigration in general, because my family was all various immigrants, Russia, Austria, Italy, Romania, all made up my family. So I grew up understanding that these people came over and what they went through in the various times. My dad ran a factory in the garment industry, and I remember this one day in particular where the immigration people came in looking for somebody. And everybody in the factory, it was a hush, and the look of fear on everybody's eyes, not knowing who they were going to take out at that moment. And I never forgot that. And, so I think that, we're going to solve some sort of a problem here and come up with some kind of a bill, hopefully. But what was going on in Arizona and what's been proposed there with show your papers all the time, that was a little bit too much like Casablanca for me, and the Gestapo. And it led me to write the song, The Immigrant.
Let's hear it.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4. I've fallen from your graces, bastard child, an immigrant. Help me climb up to the places off the street and indigent. I need a hand, a place inside. Tell me which way to go. I've fallen from your graces, far away from Mexico. Asking me to show my papers, every line I find I'm in. Brand new fences from my neighbors, following prevailing winds. I need a hand, a place inside. Tell me which way to go. I've fallen from your graces, looking up from far below. I
me, then rape me, and question my indignation. Dame su nombre, papeles, humiliation. I have fallen from your graces, bastard child and immigrant. Help me climb up to the places off the street and in the gym. I need a hand, a place inside. Tell me which way to go. I've fallen from your graces just outside your comfort zone. Will you ever let me call it home? La 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 la.
Tokyo Rosenthal, the immigrant, from his latest CD, Tokyo's Fifth, along with David DiGiuseppe on the accordion. They're going to be playing at Billsboro in Hillsboro. It used to be the Blue Bayou up there in Hillsboro. Going to be playing there tonight. You recently did your first music video for the song What Did I Used to Be. Tell me what that process was like.
Wow. It was great to finally do like a real video. There's been a lot of bootlegs of me on YouTube and authorized live shows, but I never did a concept video. I hesitate to say like an MTV video, but sort of like that. But I didn't want to do one where I'm just up on stage with some audience out there lip syncing. And What Did I Used to Be is a very topical song. It involves, we're not short on stories about what happened to people during this depression that we've had then. And this is a guy that lost his job on the assembly line, and I read the story, and then he lost his house to the mortgage crisis, and he couldn't get a new job because everything was outsourced. He couldn't put gas in the car because of the oil problems. And I said, you know, there's needs to be good video to go along with this, and I fell across a great documentary producer named Nick Beery, who's from Carrboro. We just happened to find each other. And I didn't have much of a budget for this, and he was just dedicated to the project and put together this great video, which ultimately went mini-viral, yeah. Which means we got a lot of hits, a lot more than I ever would have imagined, because it was a sensitive subject, not just here in the States. I just did a mini-tour over in Ireland, actually, in the fall, and they're very sensitive to these same issues. Everybody's going through this worldwide. This is not something that's just happening in the States.
Well, we can't see the video, but we could hear the song if you'd play it.
We could call it. It's called What Did I Used to Be? 1, 2, 3, 4.
The button I pushed like 10,000 times. The paper I wrote, the music I sold, my spot on the line. Reality show, I walk through the fog. They suck on our bones, the fault on our loans. Where is my job? There's no more room. What did I used to be? Is this still my home? What did I used to be? Look back to the days, to when we were kings. The oil was cheap, our savings were deep, had the ball in the play. They shut down your store, charge for your bags. You move to the right, come back to the left, 99 and a half. There's no more room. What did I used to be? Is this still my home? What did I used to be? Reinvent, though you have no clue how to change your jacket and make the old new. Trade it in for a one that's much smaller. How's it feel, poor ado? Button I pushed is no longer mine. They answer the phone in Delhi time zone, Manila and kind. I maxed out my cards, can't find a friend. I stare at my gun, asking myself, could this be the end? There's no more room. What did I used to be? Is this still my home? What did I used to be? I made my bones. What did I used to be? There's no more room. What did I used to be? What did I used to be? What did I used to be? What did I used to be?
Tokyo Rosenthal live on the State of Things with David DiGiuseppe on the accordion, and they're going to be playing tonight at Billsboro in Hillsboro at 9 o'clock. That's a song called What Did I Used to Be from his latest CD, Tokyo's Fifth. We talked about the popularity of Americana music abroad, particularly in the U.K. You were at a place in Ireland. Toured the U.K., and this next song you're going to do is about a place you visited, Killaloe, right?
Yeah. Again, along those same lines, I've had like a lot of airplay, been fortunate to have a lot of airplay over in Ireland. They have RTE, Dublin City Radio, even up north BBC Ulster plays me up there. I'm sure the song St. Patrick's Day, Love Went Out, had a little bit to do with introducing me to the marketplace there.
I don't know how big it is in Ulster. To be honest, but go ahead. they have you at the bottom of the charts pretty quick, Toke.
Yeah. Well, so what happened was I got the opportunity to go do a tour there this past fall. And I had an aunt and uncle who lived in County Clare for 5 years. And they lived in this little town called Killaloe. And my now wife, then girlfriend, and I got to go over and visit them, Carrie and I. And it was, we had a great time, and we just fell in love with the area. So when the tour came together, I said, wow, it would be really cool if we could play this town called Killaloe or someplace in County Clare. So the agent calls back and says, well, I've got you this place called the Anchor Inn, and here's the name of the person. And I call up, and I said, well, you know, my aunt and uncle used to live there. Who's your aunt and uncle? I told her. Turns out they were best friends. Wow. My aunt and uncle have passed a few years ago, so... And she says, oh, you've got to come stay on the farm with us and all of these things. And so now we went from just being this touring group to, like, you know, part of the family. And she said, but you'll never find the farm. Meet us at the pub, Anchor Inn, and we'll get you out there. So we arrive out at the pub, and there's nobody there, and the place is locked. And all of a sudden this guy appears, and he says, are you the Americans? And we said, well, yeah.
Well, not sure how to answer that, but go ahead.
I've been sent here to take you to the farm, you know. And we met all of these characters on the farm, in the pub, and these stories. This mayor of Killaloe who used to play fiddle in there and then passed away. So, you know me, I'm not always the opportunist. I'm on the way home on the plane, and I'm scribbling away these notes from everything I could remember from Killaloe. only to wind up having the song make its international debut on Claire FM radio.
Wow, how great. And well, listen, I want to give you time to play it. So first, and you play us out on that, but I want to thank you both for being on the program today, first of all.
Our pleasure. Our pleasure.
Tokyo Rosenthal singing and playing guitar, accompanied by David DiGiuseppe on the accordion and drum. Tokyo Rosenthal's new album called Tokyo's Fifth. You can go to tokyorosenthal.com to learn more. Going to be playing tonight at Billsboro in Hillsboro, formerly the Blue Bayou, at 9 o'clock. Catch him tomorrow night at 8:30 UCLA Community Center in Graham. And he's going to play us out. But first, I have to say, this is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stasio. Once again, Tokyo Rosenthal.
Killaloo, you lost your fiddler. Dr. Bob, he'd anchor in, chatting up all the Clare girls. Now they buried his bow in a tank of gin. Take Anne, take her to the dance now. Shoot your bow and watch your game. See after Jack and mind the horses. It's your lot in life to fan the flame. Anyway, so it ain't what you think. Anyway, so better turn up the heat. Every place needs a Morris. Anyway, so, anyway, so, anyway, so.